Nick Sakovich joins us now. Nick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Very good. Thank you. Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, no problem. Your first year as the commissioner, how's it going?
It's going great. It's been a great season, great 30th season. I can't take a lot of credit for this because I'm the new commish, but, you know, our attendance is up league-wide and had some great games throughout the season, and we're really, really excited heading into the playoffs. We started last weekend with a couple of great games in Denver and in New England. It looks like the players have tuned up the volume on the play, and it's really exciting going into the second round.
Now, the attendance is up, especially in Saskatchewan. I'm not even sure, as the commissioner or even the team owner, Bruce Irvin, would have expected it to go as well as it has in Saskatchewan.
Well, you know, Saskatchewan has done a great job. You know, the Rush, Bruce, the front office that he's put together, Lee Gagné, their president, is a wily veteran from other sports leagues, and he's really pulled together a staff, and they've done a great job. You know, the community has embraced them there, and like any good sports operation, they embraced the community back and created some traditions in town, which are spectacular. And I'm really really looking forward to seeing game two of this upcoming series. I'm going to be in Calgary tomorrow. I'm looking forward to game one, and I'm going to try to get myself to Saskatoon for game two. Should be very exciting. They've done a great job there. And, you know, not just Saskatoon, but we've had amazing crowds in Buffalo, in Denver, you know, even in Toronto. You know, they were pretty poor on the floor this year. It's not what they wanted to see, but, you know, great fans in Toronto. Rochester was up by double digits in attendance growth, so we feel really good about the regular season, and it's just really exciting to get our 30th year championship on the road here.
Joining by the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sakovich, who will be in Calgary tomorrow for game one of the West Final. Now, Nick, some talk about expansion, and I know when Edmonton left, I, for one, was quite frustrated. I thought the city could have done a lot more to appease a deal between the Edmonton owners group and Bruce Irvin at the time. And lo and behold, it did not happen. But I understand there's been some conversation, some interest. Do you expect a team back in Edmonton next year, or maybe not likely until 2018?
There won't be any expansion next year. Okay. I'll just lay that to rest right out of the gate. You know, principally because no matter how good you are, expanding a team in less than a year is just not smart, not feasible. So we're not even entertaining expansion for next year, unless it's an extraordinary case, but highly unlikely. We'd love to be back in Edmonton. I got a sneak peek of that incredible arena that's being built. I know the guys that are overseeing the construction of that arena. They oversaw the construction of the two soccer stadiums I built when I was in MLS, the Icon Venue Group. And that is going to be an amazing building. It's going to be one of the finest buildings in North America, if not the standard for arenas. So it's a great building. It's a great market. We've had success there before. I'm not going to dwell on the past. I'm going to look towards the future, and I hope that we can be back in Edmonton in this next 2018 window. 2018 is going to be a very carefully chosen window. We're only going to pick four cities to join the league. We'll be very aggressive with those deals to bring in the right type of operators, and I certainly hope Edmonton's one of them.
So now you're looking to expand by four teams in 1 year?
That's the goal. You know, we'll take one, we'll take two, three, or four. I think four is the max. Our goal is to bring four teams in markets, and then let those teams establish themselves in 2019, and then attempt to have a second expansion window in 2020. Obviously, in 2020, we'll have a lot more going on in the league, and the league will be on much bigger footing. So the deals that are going to be had in 2018 are not going to be the deals that can be had in 2020. I can assure you that. But our goal here is really to get 6 to 8 teams into the league by the 2020 season.
Wow, that's massive expansion. Now, the league has expanded before. I was doing the play-by-play for the Rush. I went into Chicago and New York, and those places ultimately did not work out. And I know that right now, the one advantage that the NLL has is there's actually too many good players not in the league. Right? Like there's a lot of young players that are coming in and just not getting opportunities because there's no teams, there's no roster spots for them. So I definitely know you could fill the new rosters with quality players. What is the number one thing you're looking for then, Nick, when you're talking expansion to ensure that you don't move to a place and then have to relocate within 3 to 5 years?
Three things that must be in place. Otherwise, we flat out will not expand. It starts with quality ownership that has the financial wherewithal and the operational wherewithal to execute on a great atmosphere and a great team and embrace the community that they're in. So it all starts with the ownership, and that's first and foremost on our criteria list. The second being venue. It's got to be a world-class venue. It's got to be a great venue to display the product, to display the game the way it should be displayed in a proper way so the fans can have a great time, and you can build upon that, and the fans will come back because it's a great venue, and they see a great show and a great competition. And then the third thing is the market. We want to know the market that we're going into and be sure that the market will have fans, that the market is a good sports market that will embrace its sports teams. And if operated properly, the sports team will have a great opportunity to become relevant in that marketplace. If those three things don't exist, or if one of those things don't exist, we will pass on a market. And that's really, really important. I think some of the fits and starts we've had in our league before is that one of those things was missing in each of the cases, whether it's, Portland or we've been in Chicago before. One of those criteria was missing, and that's just not going to happen under our strategy or under our current strategy.
We are joined by the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sakovich. Now, Nick, if you're looking at these three criteria, financial wherewithal, world-class venue, proven sports market, a lot of it then, are you looking for NHL teams to be the ones that, who purchase an NLL, like you have in Calgary right now, like you have in Colorado? Is that a main criteria, or is there a chance to have an individual who's not associated because it'd be very difficult then to get proper venue dates?
Well, look, it's no secret. The NHL model in our league is extraordinary. All three of our NHL owners are doing extremely well financially with their lacrosse operations and their businesses. So, we're going to be, actually, if I was running an NHL team, I'd be knocking on my door because for 9 guaranteed dates in your building and to be able to really have a compelling financial opportunity from a profit standpoint to produce 9 games and generate the type of profit our three NHL teams generate, it's fantastic. It's a no-brainer. So our model for NLL teams that are owned by NHL operations is a very strong story. And yes, we're going to be going out, we're going to be telling that story to every NHL team. And by the way, not just an NHL team, but minor league hockey teams as well that own and control their buildings, that have strong ownership, maybe in a smaller secondary market. It's a great product to have.
Interesting when you mentioned some of the AHL ones who control their venue, because that's obviously the key. That's where they can generate some money to fund the league. Have you looked at it as far as when you bring in teams, you want to have somewhat of a balance as far as East and West?
Sure. You always try to expand and create a footprint that is balanced across the continent, both in Canada and the U.S. Sometimes it doesn't always work that way. Again, I always go back to the criteria. And the criteria, you know, there's nothing in there about geography. It's owner quality, building quality, and market quality. So if it so happens we get clustered in a certain part of the country, and we are now. I mean, we're clustered in kind of the northeastern quadrant of the country. So be it, because I think what's really the most important thing is just operating quality more than footprint. But again, you know, I don't want to dismiss footprint. You know, we do need to be out west. We do need to be further south in the United States. I believe that will come with time as the sport grows in the U.S. and as the indoor game gets more widely accepted in the U.S. But there's plenty of markets to focus on along the U.S.-Canadian border. You know, there's cities like Ottawa and Winnipeg and Eastern Canada and Halifax and Quebec City and Montreal, and then there's Cleveland, Detroit, Columbus, Cincinnati. There's a number of cities along that Canadian U.S. border that are very strong indoor lacrosse cities.
Nick, very interesting. I know there's a lot of lacrosse fans that are hoping a team will come back to Edmonton and obviously would play at the new facility. So it's something we'll be watching. So now you mentioned, is there a chance a team would have a team on the floor in 2018? Is that realistic? Like, when would you have to have an agreement in place in order for a team to play in January of 2018?
Well, obviously the sooner the better, because the more runway a franchise has to sell up its season ticket base, to build its staff, to prepare its technical people for the expansion draft and the college draft, that's all. Time is extremely valuable in that sense. So, you know, we're definitely bringing teams in 2018. Who they are, we're not quite sure yet. There's a number of potential owners that want to take advantage of the very desirable deals that we're making right now. And so we're going to be discriminating in that sense and want to give those guys as much time as they can have in order to build up their franchise before they launch in 2018. So ideally 18 months out from faceoff, okay, would be, you know, kind of an ideal situation.
Well, Nick, we appreciate it. Enjoy Calgary. Enjoy Saskatoon if you make it there. And who knows, likely maybe get out to one of the East games and watch Dane Smith, who had an absolutely ridiculous season this year in the National Lacrosse League.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Love to watch that guy. He is something out. What a beast.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player for sure. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Jason.